Pick the Nintendo Shack and pray. Frederick from Fire Emblem Awakening says, yo.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Nintendo Shack Podcast, Shin Megami Tensei 5 Eve. I am joined with Garrett, welcoming back Elaine. We missed you last week.
Glad to
have you back.
Yep,
you live, you're here.
Back in the better than ever. The not haunted basement.
The not haunted basement. Back better than ever. We have some Nintendo goodness to talk about this week. A lot of like little random stories this week. I feel like there's been kind of a lot going on in all sorts of parts of the gaming world. I feel like I've been very out of touch what's been going on. So as I was compiling a lot of the stories, I'm like, oh yeah, like I feel like this happened. It's been such a sporadic week. But we have some games that are coming out tomorrow, some games that are coming out next week that I know we're all going to be playing over the next couple weeks. I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing's DLC that came out last week. We'll talk all about that. But before we get into all of that, Garrett, why don't you thank our live on-air producers?
Yes, thank you, Evan Callow, Chris M., Devin Tyus, HorseGirl69,
nice.
Joe Wilson, Josh Barboni, Kyle Heyman, Nick Creature, Paul Calico, RJ Kern, Stephen Keller, Zach Adams, Trucker Sloth, and Michael Taylor. Thank you guys for all
Thank
that you,
you
do.
For the support. We love it. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What have you been up to, Elaine, since we talked to you last?
Mostly adult stuff. So, video game-wise, Forza Horizon 5 came out in the last week, and I realized this is not a Nintendo video game, but this is one of my most anticipated video games of the year, so I've been digging into that, and it's still delightful. I spent a whole lot of today, this evening, after dinner, just driving around smashing stuff. I didn't even do races. I've heard very good things about this game. It's great. It's one of those, for me, like, you could do the races, but it's kind of meditative to just drive through, explore the roads, see stuff to do. Like, I love that in these games. I've been stressed. It's, like, chill. I put the music on I want to listen to, and I go. And I love it. And I've, like, looked at Metroid Dread a few times and gone, you're kind of stressful. And I'm going to wait till next week for you. And that's kind of where I landed on that. I also bought a new toaster and reorganized my entire pantry. So this is
good.
That's
good
like
for you.
Adulting.
It's like Tetris. It's like Tetris, guys.
It's exactly like Tetris.
It's real world Tetris.
You fit
putting
in all
those
the cereal
Tetris
boxes
skills
together.
To use.
Felt good. Yeah. But yeah, mostly I've been Forza Horizoning. I just kind of wanted something like, you know, when you're stressed and you just like, I used to go back to Tetris. I wanted like meditative and chill and just drive. I wanted that. And it feels really good to just do that right now. So
I can understand that for sure. I feel like if you're having kind of a tough week and there's just certain games that you can't get into when you're feeling a certain way. And if this has been a stressful week, you might want to play something where it's driving and taking in the beautiful scenery and having something that's not really any particular objective and just chilling out with it as opposed to something that is a little bit more difficult like Metroid.
Is it super pretty?
It's so pretty. Like it boots up and they give you this intro scene and like I'm looking at it and I'm like, this looks like a TV show shot. And then they just drop you in that world and you're like, oh. And then it's like on a 4K OLED in my house. So I'm like, I'm gonna live here now. I live here now. So that's been most of my week. I also, my daughter has been playing the Animal Crossing DLC. So I've been kind of peeking over her shoulder. So I bought the Nintendo expansion pack because, like I had said on a previous show, three people in my house who will probably play that DLC at $25 a pop, this is worth it for me to upgrade, right? And they prorated me, I think, was $60 to upgrade my family plan.
Because you had the base one already.
Because I had the base one already, so they just prorated me up, and that was great. And it was effortless to do it. And then she just popped in and downloaded the DLC, and she was off. And she made, like, a reading room. And she's been very excited about this thing, and she has been attached to Animal Crossing again since I downloaded it to her Switch. So I'm like vicariously living through her and you right now because I think I'm gonna start a whole new island because I had said I transferred to the OLED, but I didn't bother to transfer my island. I don't care. I wasn't attached, so I think I'm gonna
I will say, if you are thinking about doing that, a lot of the content in the update is locked until you get to a certain point in the game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just so you know.
That makes sense to me. And that's okay, but I think I just like the idea of starting over from scratch because I don't remember anything about the game. It's been so long. Like, it was an early pandemic game for me, and then I just put it aside. But her island is so pretty, and she's so good at it. And I'm like a slob with garbage everywhere. And she's like, look at my beautiful landscaping. I'm like, oh, you're nine.
And
stop.
It's cut perfectly. It has all the different layers of structures. That's what I hear a lot. It's like, look at all the
I do
structures.
Have a lot of, like, Animal Crossing Island envy from what, you know, I see other people doing online.
Yeah,
just what
me too.
People are posting and creating. And I predicted that this update would open so many new avenues for what people are making. There's so many things that you can do with some of the things that they added in this recent update. So it's pretty cool to see.
I'm really excited to be watching her do it. And I have no excuse, right? The expansion pack is there, and I downloaded a couple of the N64 games. I haven't dipped into them yet. I really want to play Star Fox. You know,
Star Fox is so
that's good. The one that everybody says holds up. So I'm like, well, I got the dumb controller. I bought the dumb controller and it showed up.
You got the dumb controller, played the dumb game.
Play the dumb game with the dumb controller and take a picture for the internet. That's how Instagram works, right?
Exactly. And beat Andross. That's the real one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So I'm going to play. That's
the real path.
I'm going to play that, and then I'm going to download the Animal Crossing thing and be like, maybe I just give this to my girlfriend and let her design something pretty, because I wire things. I don't know. I
share
can't do
the same island so that somebody else can do it for you, and you can just enjoy it.
This is why you also have children. Like, this is why, like, Pokemon's coming out. I'm just going to start handing my Switch to, like, one of the million of children who are around me all the time now and be like, go find the shinies for me. Go do. It's great. So.
Well, Elaine, you're going to have to get back to Metroid Dread eventually, because we're going to have a spoiler cast soon, because I think Garrett's been pretty busy with that game.
Yeah.
Did you finish it?
I finished it.
Was there was there cursing at the end? Did you, like, want to throw your Switch? Be honest, Garrett.
It was extremely meditative facing that last boss.
You're a liar.
You're calming.
So calming to just, you know, go through that sequence. No, it was fun.
Okay.
I finished it out Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I think I was on the lower count. I'm about 8 hours in.
Oh, that was expedient. Nicely done.
And with 33% of the items. And
wow.
Steven told me from the chat, it's like, that's super low. And I'm like, I don't know. I was just getting items as they come along and didn't really try to go anywhere. You don't really need more items in that game.
No.
Once you get to the end, you replenish like missiles like crazy and the super bombs like crazy. Like, it did not matter at all. So, I finished it out Sunday. I really enjoyed what I played of it. I played it pretty slowly, and I still kind of figured out how to go through the game. It didn't feel like I forgot any controls or the pacing was off or anything like that. I just understood what the game was.
Mm-hmm.
You go in, you'll die. You'll die many times before you figure it out, and that's what I did.
It's the Dark Souls experience. It's kind of that way, you know what I mean? I'm not saying this is a Dark Souls-esque game, but that's the loop where it's like, I'm going to go through this until I get it down, and then I'm going to memorize the pattern, and then I'm going to attack
that's exactly
it and be successful.
What it is.
Exactly.
Totally.
The last boss, I think everyone's been hyping it up. Like you, Rebecca, you've been hyping it up hard for me, and then I went through, I'm like, I think I'm okay. I think this was okay. It wasn't like a terrible boss, and maybe because just in my head, mentally, I was prepared.
Because you heard everybody talking about how hard it was and how intense it was.
But Garrett is also looking forward to Shin Megami Tensei V, the RPG that makes you hate yourself because it's the hardest. Those are the harder
this
RPGs.
Was just
like, they're on the harder
end. For Shin Megami
you know,
Tensei.
He's,
you know,
this is like a stretch. This is like a warm-up. You know?
Exactly. So. You know, you can soft lock in Metroid Dread just like once, and like it's just a little like spot. Yeah, no, Shin Megami Tensei, it's a general soft lock game.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Where you like, you if you can't survive in like the dungeon or whatever and you haven't saved, you're kind of screwed.
This is the Resident Evil Code Veronica experience. There was a point in that game that had the same, like, well, screw you. So sorry, you did it wrong up till now. Start over. You know what I mean? Like, so you already hate yourself. So Dread's like, no big deal.
Why do you put yourself through that?
Abuse.
Well, here's the thing. I hear Shin Megami Tensei 5. I've read reviews. The most accessible of the Shin Megami Tenseis, and is kind of much safer with the save game versus 4. 4 was kind of brutal.
4
on
was
3DS.
4 was brutal.
No joke. I saw one review with GameSpot. It's like, yeah, sometimes in one turn, this game can just annihilate you. Yeah, I'm like, I'm ready for this.
That's the Persona experience if you don't come in ready to a boss fight too. Like, they don't play with those games. So, but like, my point was, this boss wasn't so hard. You're ready for hard. This is like a warm good. Up.
Man, that last boss in Metroid took me so long.
Really? Oh, no.
I feel like it took me longer than... Maybe I just didn't have enough, like, missiles or health than most people
No,
had,
no. It was nothing to do with that. I think it's, like, understanding the sequence.
Oh, I understood the sequence. Like, I just didn't have a fast enough reaction time most of the time.
Sometimes it really is, like, I know what I'm supposed to do here, but my body won't do it. Welcome to being old, Rebecca. This is, like, me. This is, like, I know I want to get out of bed in the morning, but I'm going to roll instead. I'm just gonna this is a precursor for getting old. So.
I love the ending of Metroid Dread.
Wasn't it intense, very epic.
It was very, very good. I'm not gonna spoil anything, Elaine.
Okay. I know you guys are good. You know. You guys are good. I'm not worried about
it. Very epic.
As soon as you beat it, we're gonna have that spoiler cast.
I am gonna make it a priority in the next like 1 to 2 weeks before the holiday, before Thanksgiving. We're gonna do that because I really do want to talk about that game. It is
You have to be before the end of the year before we do our Game of the Year episode because I have a feeling it will be on your list.
It's probably gonna be on my list.
I think so.
I'm excited about that. So more of that for me. What else, Garrett?
You playing? I played some Advance Wars on my Retroid Pocket. I was like, you know what? I need to get into this game a little bit more. I know the remake's gonna come out a little bit later now next year, and I have some time on the bus. Why don't I try starting up a game? Oh my goodness.
It's good, right?
What did I miss?
It's so good.
This is your first experience with Advance Wars, right?
I played a little bit of the DS version one, Dual Strike, on the Retro Pocket as well. It doesn't control as well because it's a Retro Pocket's a one screen.
Right.
And DS is kind of hard to flip back and forth. No, this is my first time playing Advance Wars, the game, the first one on GBA. This game, it's like everything I wanted out of a tile-based strategy RPG. It's so good. It's just...
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. Just different types of army units, and they all have different like advantages and disadvantages. And you got air units, you got ground units. You're taking over bases, and you're trying to figure out where the computer's going. Oh my gosh, I don't know what I was missing. Maybe I'm just missing the genre in general.
This is a Garrett game.
Yeah, I'm loving it so much. So I've been playing it whenever I had time. I was like, all right, let me beat a level here, let me beat a mission there. But it gets pretty hardcore, so I'm glad. I'm having a wonderful time with that. And then lastly, I've been playing a little bit of Tokyo Mirage Sessions just to give myself preference in Megami Tensei.
That game is so good.
It's so Japanese.
It's super. It's like taking Persona 4 levels up, but it's among my favorite. It's maybe my favorite Wii U release, right? So this is the Switch version. I think it is. That game goes places. I love the battle mechanic, so I'm glad you're playing it. Like, I'm really glad you're playing it.
It's a very solid turn-based mechanic going on. It's just that every time I'm going from every cursor, every move, I hear, it's just going through Japanese speaking. It's a lot. Like, they repeat themselves a lot. And I'm like, guys, you gotta calm down a little bit.
They're just very excited about their music. They're J-pop situation.
Yeah,
okay?
Very excited about their movie stars and or their K-pop. Yeah, exactly. So. Yep, that's pretty much it. That's what I've been doing.
Awesome.
Rebecca, how's the
Animal Crossing Island? I am not touching anything except for Animal Crossing. I am completely sucked back in.
Nice.
Like, totally shameless. The thing is, with the Happy Home Paradise DLC, I kind of have been speeding through it to get to all of the unlocks because after you design 30 vacation homes on the DLC, it unlocks the ability to design or like redesign your home villagers' houses. So all of your houses of the villagers that you have on your island who like look crappy or like just haven't been updated since day one because they were one of your first villagers that look awful, you can redo their entire house with basically any item. You don't even have to own the item to add it to their house.
Nice.
Change all the wallpaper and the exterior and everything. So I kind of like rush through. I really took my time on like the first 10, 15 houses or so and made them look really nice and took my time and really perfected everything. But as it went on, I started to care a little bit less, just did all the required items. And by like house 26, 27, 28, I was just like putting in the required items and being like, yep, you have a bed, you have, you know, wallpaper, you're good.
Sleep well, sucker.
I'll come back to you later. Because
sounds
I
like a college dorm.
Yeah, it does.
The DLC is very flexible. You can go back and redo anything because you unlock things as you go on. You unlock, you know, wall partitions, you get more items as you go on, and then you can always go back and redo everything. You can go back and give them roommates later. You can really just, there's nothing permanent about any of it.
Nice.
It's very flexible. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't feel bad going through and doing that just to unlock everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can go back and fix that later if I want to. But now that I have everything unlocked, the real fun starts. I can, you know, take my time and decorate all of the houses on my home villagers' islands. Yay. No, it's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying my time with this. I feel like I said last week with the update, like just my interest in this game has been, you know, rejuvenated, and I want to redo the areas on my island, and I've been connecting with some friends online and really just kind of going out of my way with that. And you know, I feel like now that I have unlocked everything, maybe I'll slow down a little bit with it and just kind of pop in and, you know, while I'm playing some other stuff, kind of add it to my daily routine again, kind of like how it was summer last year, where, you know, I wasn't playing it maybe every single day, but, you know, kind of popping in every now and then. And
nice.
I think that's good.
Are you, would you say is $25 worth of fun for you if you had to just buy it?
Yeah, I probably would. It does definitely feel like it stands on its own as its own game.
Okay.
It does get a little bit repetitive. Like I said, maybe it's because I rushed through it, you know, designing the houses. I did start to care less and less as I went through. If I slowed down with it, maybe I wouldn't have felt that way. But like how many houses and like inspired can you feel after that many? Like I feel like maybe 30 is a lot. But they do keep feeding you with, like, new unlocks and stuff. Like, I did feel like every two or three houses I was doing, I was getting something exciting. But that being said, I am really glad that I did do the family plan. I, you know, I paid my $10, and I'm getting it for a year, at least. You know, if I'm with this family plan for a year, I don't really see myself playing it more than a year. But you get to keep everything that, like, you bring home with you to your home island.
Okay, that's
so
cool.
You know, all those renovations that I'm doing for my home villagers, that'll stay even when the DLC like expires. All of the like items that I take home from it, all of that stays. So if I never touch this after a year, I paid $10, I got, you know, a ton of enjoyment out of it. So I'm good with that. I'm happy with
that's
that.
Okay. That's I think just my daughter will get, you know, $50 worth out of this thing for how much she's going to play it. So I'm not mad.
Honestly, I probably put in like at least 20 hours, I want to say, past week with it. Like
getting into it.
Because I've been doing like four or five houses a day. Like think of this, like 30 houses in a week. This came out on Friday. I've been doing like four or five houses a day to do that. I just did the 30th one last night. So, yeah, I put in some time in it.
Bananas.
But there's a lot of good content with it. There's a lot of really pretty items, and I don't know.
I like the hanging items, the new hanging items they can put all around the houses.
With the ceiling. You can make facilities on the DLC island. Like, you could make a restaurant, a cafe, a school.
I like the walls, too. The wall structures and shapes.
I think I'm just going to enjoy watching my daughter do this because she's so good at it, and I'm so much of a, you know, boring. I'm just such an engineer about stuff like this, right? Like I'm just like efficiency, you know.
Where's the electricity in this house? How
did you wire this? This is not up to code. Storms out, you know, like
it's exactly. Funny because each villager that you like recruit to make a vacation home for, they'll request a certain theme, and there's only like they'll give you two or three items that you have to use. One of them was like, I want a house that's filled with toilets. I just want so many toilets for when company is over. I'm like, that's an odd vacation home request, but let me see how I can get creative with this. You don't need a bed. You don't need a dresser. You don't need anything. You just fill it with toilets. And he was completely happy.
That's a Dexter situation.
There's some
situation.
Creative requests.
Creative is one word. We could go with creepy. Does he hang out with Cap'n? Yeah. Does he hang out on the boat? I have questions.
Listen, Kevin has been a good character. He's been singing his sea shanties.
No.
Please. She's back on the boat, goodness. Garrett.
Donnie, I just want to say, Donnie agrees with me. Donnie was in Discord agreeing with me last week.
You should probably evaluate your situation if Donnie is agreeing with you on this one. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there, y'all.
It's like, oh, yeah, Rebecca.
Oh, I agree. Get on the boat.
Whoa. He's a nice old sailor man who wants to sing. And he has a wife and kids. He is a wholesome family man.
We're going back to this one more time. You. Have you seen the wife and children?
Yes. You on a they're boat in the alone. Game.
You put full trust in this old turtle.
Don't get
you don't know which island you're going to. You're lucky.
The theme of 2021 is totally don't get on the boat. Like, I just don't get on the boat.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, guys, that's literally all I've been playing. I think I have, like, a house half started in sleep mode right now, and I'll probably finish it after this podcast ends.
Nice.
But I think I'll probably only be on that for another week because Pokemon comes out next week.
It does. Where did the time go?
Where did the time go?
I know.
Seriously.
I know. And we actually have a couple of news stories about that. So can we jump into it? Or is there anything else we've been up to?
No.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
So it's not going to be just Diamond and Pearl content from the original games. They gave us a trailer this past week that shows that there's going to be a new location in the game called, sorry if I mispronounce this, is it Ramanas Park?
Ramanas, I think so.
Park? Sure.
Ramanas
Park. It
sounds
Spanish, which is like kind of odd because it's like this isn't based on
this
a,
is a Spanish. Yeah.
Spanish-speaking yeah. region. Regardless, after you beat the game and enter the Hall of Fame, you can enter this expansive facility where you can encounter a variety of legendary Pokemon. So this is their way to give us previous legendaries. They won't just give it to you, though. You'll need to find slates across Sinnoh that correspond to each legendary in order to summon them. And of course, there's some that are exclusive to each game. If you have Brilliant Diamond, you'll get access to Ho-Oh, Entei, Raikou, Suicune. If you get Shining Pearl, you'll get Lugia, Articuno, Zapdos, Moltres. They showed that Mewtwo and Rayquaza can also be encountered here. So it seems like there's only going to be legendaries from Generations 1 through 3, though I don't know if that's been confirmed. Cool. It seems likely, though.
Right.
Though if you do have save data from Sword and Shield, you can get a gift Jirachi.
Ooh,
if you have save data from Let's Go Eevee or Pikachu, you can get a gift Mew. And this game has been leaking out the wazoo the past like week or two.
People are like
the whole
playing
game has
it.
Been like
yeah,
dumped.
People, yeah. yeah. People are playing the game. Right people are tweeting like
playing the game. Yeah.
People are hacking the game.
Yeah, hacking the game. So you get this Jirachi or Mew like right after the first gym. Mm. So you can have it pretty early on if you so choose to. I'm hearing lots of controversial things about Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, about the state of this game, how it seems very incomplete. Like, I don't know how much.
Really?
Let me say the rest of the story here. So there is a day one software update.
That's out like today.
It's already out.
It hit.
Yeah, I think
already.
It's already out. It hit. So you'll have to download that day one to get access to this Ramanas Park, the Grand Underground, Super Contest shows, being able to receive things through Mystery Gift. Like, there is a good amount of content that you need to download. It's not all right on the cart.
Right.
It kind of shows that maybe this game was rushed a little bit last minute. They hadn't really finished things before shipping it out. People are saying, like, the sound files are all wonky, that originally before this update, there was no intro to the game. Like, you know how they have that intro animation over the title screen? Like, that wasn't on there before this update. Just, like, things missing.
That's kind of wild for a Pokemon game. I've never heard
of a Pokemon
game.
No, it wasn't Game Freak that developed this. Who was the developer here? Do you remember what their name is?
I forgot, but they've been a support studio for
They have supported
Pokemon. Yeah, they have, but I think this is their first, like,
big
full game by themselves.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm trying to find their name.
Still, like, I mean, a day one patch that with that, like, basically all the online content and the intro movie and a bunch of other stuff, like, that's cutting it a little close, y'all.
ILCA.
Okay. Yeah, they have supported Game Freak before multiple times. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
ILCA. Yeah, when I hear Grand Underground and Super Contest shows, that's not online. That's content.
That's the game.
That's the game itself. Yeah. So it's a little interesting to hear. Hopefully everything else is kind of well completed, other than those just random missing things.
Now, I don't know how much of a spoiler this is, the fact that it's a remake, but I have heard, you know, one positive thing about this that's coming out through the leak. Close your ears if you don't want to hear it. But the Elite Four rematches are apparently the toughest that have ever been in the series. Like, all of them are, like, they're a full 16, level 80. They have, like, competitive move sets that, like, you would expect, like, a real human to have and use. So if you're looking for a challenge, those rematches might provide a little bit of a tough time.
I'm glad that that's hard. You want that to be hard. Like, that's what
I
want
it to be pretty challenging.
Yeah, you want this to be
because once you're done with the game, you're just like, what else to do? Okay, I can catch all the Pokemon
and farm shinies. Yeah, that's it. And that gets tedious after a while. So, you know, I'm glad that they're putting something challenging in. Like, that's good. I hope this is good. I'm excited about this. I want this to be good.
I know. I do feel like kind of one foot on either side here, where I love that it's a faithful remake. I want that old school Pokemon feeling back. I do like how it looks. I know that we have that unpopular opinion where some people hate how it looks. I do like it.
I like it.
On the other hand, it does seem like this was maybe a little bit rushed. I'm hoping that there's really not any problems and it just kind of retains that charm of the original. I don't know that I'll really use this Romanus Park. I already have all of the legendaries. It might be fun to shiny hunt. Maybe it sounds like it'll be good for soft resetting for shinies for them if people are into that. But I think they just kind of want a way to let people keep getting these legendaries if they don't already have them.
Which is great. I'm glad that they're building that into the game. People love that and they get excited for it. So that's the right move to me to do that.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's just the first three gens and their Pokemon. Maybe in an update later on, it'll include more, because there's just a ton more.
There's so many.
That.
There's so many.
I mean, I feel like the remakes don't normally include newer gen Pokemon anyway. Like, I know in Auras, they didn't, I think they only included like gens 1, 2, and 3 Pokemon, right? Or
they did, but you're allowed to transfer Pokemon. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what it was.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So that might be a similar case here, which I think kind of brings us to a question from Kyle the Pug. He wants to know, with the addition of Romanus Park upgrade being added to the post-game content, well, he has two things. He wants to know, which legendary Pokemon are you excited to see on the version that you're playing? I'm probably going to get Diamond, and I'm excited because I really like Ho-Oh.
I was going to say Ho-Oh. Ho-Oh is one of my favorites. I love Ho-Oh. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get the 2-pack because I'll just give the other copy to one of my children and be like, find me the Pokemon. You know how this goes. That's why you have kids. Ho-Oh.
Definitely getting Diamond. Definitely getting... I'm down for getting Suicune again. I have my Jirachi since... was it the third gen game? Like, I've transferred it all the way up. It's level 100. It's like super OP. So I can't wait to transfer that in. All right, that's the only kind of flashy Pokemon I have. The rest is it's kind of junk. Most excited.
He also wants to know, will Romanus Park have the Pal Park feature of transferring Pokemon home Pokemon to your game, making them catchable, like how you would transfer Generation 3 and 1 Pokemon to Diamond and Pearl? So if you played the originals, he's right. There was this feature, Pal Park, that you could insert the Game Boy Advance game into one side of the DS and your Diamond and Pearl into the DS slot of it. And there was like this mini game where you would do catching to go through and transfer your Pokemon. I don't know that we have heard anything about home connectivity to this.
They haven't said
a
word.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing about the Pokemon. About
which is a little odd.
I mean, considering them dropping this huge day one patch a week before, stuff's on fire. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. So I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It could come with an update later, too.
Yep.
And that's what I'm thinking, because I feel like home connectivity doesn't normally come right away for, like, the main generation games either. Like, I think it came later for Sword and Shield, right? Like a year later or something.
Yeah, it was later. Because Home was not out yet.
Right, I don't even think it existed
yet. I think it came out during the cycle of that game. So I'm actually surprised it isn't integrated at launch of this one, because they made such a big deal about it during that cycle. I don't know. Maybe, hopefully.
I don't know. And I'm paying for this Home subscription, and I don't know what I'm doing with it. Like a way to keep my Pokemon alive, I guess. I don't know.
They're Tamagotchis.
I think I need to drop it.
Yeah, I don't. I never paid for it, so, you know, I didn't.
I just have my Pokemon in there. It's like, of course that they're going to do a subscription service for this stupid thing to keep my Pokemon on alive, I guess? I don't
they're
know.
On life support. They've got our money for all of time because of it.
I hate it. They're like Tamagotchis, but it's sad. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Kept ad hoc in chat brings up a really good point. The Romanus Park slates, I don't know if you saw the pictures of them. They look like actual little Game Boy cartridges.
Yeah, it's cute. They actually I thought that was rad. Pretty
cool. They
I
look
thought that
really
was
really cool.
Yeah, I like that. It's kind of a cool attention to detail type thing.
Yep.
I remember Pal Park a lot. I did that. That hit a nostalgia for me. I was like, yep, I remember punching in the Fire Red, that diamond, and I only had a DS Lite because that was the best one. Like it's just this DSi stuff is like, nah. You need a GBA slot.
I liked the GBA slot too. Yep.
It was pretty good.
Oh, they're saying Ace Disaster says Pokemon Home will be compatible with them in early 2022. Okay. They did mention that in a previous trailer, they said. So perfect. It's coming if you want to transfer your Pokemon. Thank you.
And just compatible Pokemon. I don't think they're going to redo all of them.
No.
Probably not. Like, probably won't be able to transfer, like, your Score Bunny into the game, you know?
I think it's going to be first four gens. Yep. Like, yeah. And then it's just a hard cutoff.
I imagine that makes sense for what this is.
Though it's good for the other way. Like, maybe if you catch something that's really cool in Brilliant Diamond that you want to send up to a later game, you would have the ability to do so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yep. Cool. I feel like things that I'm seeing are making me like question whether I should get this or not, but
you're
like,
just do it. You're paying for a Pokemon subscription. You've gone all in. Stay all in, Bex.
Every year I say like, man, I wish Pokemon was different. And then I'm part of the problem.
You
like,
are.
They have me. They
do.
Got me.
They do.
And
they got you. So you may as well just lean into it. Look, this is your problem.
It's okay.
Now.
You know? You pay the $60 now for Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl, and then you'll pay another $60 in January, late January.
He's right.
With Pokemon Arceus.
He's right.
That one I'm looking forward to. Yeah,
me too,
because
that
like
one's
that,
different.
That has hope.
I hope so.
I don't know. I think I'll have fun with this, though.
You're going to love
it.
You will love this. Yeah. You're going to love it. Just lean into your fate here.
Fine. Just I will. Like, you I know. Will. Oh, some good news for Nintendo Switch Online members. You can play The World Ends With You Final Remix for free for a week from November 10th, which is yesterday at the time of this recording, through November 16th. Garrett, you got to help me out with these acronyms. Some of these games are 30% off.
Oh, well, okay. The World Ends
With
You.
The World Ends With You.
That's the first game. It's the Final Remix. It's the port of the DS game onto the Switch. I heard it's a little wonky on controls.
It's not great because it lacks the second screen. So it's annoying. Yeah. It's better on the DS, I will be very frank.
But try it out.
Yeah.
Because it's for free right now. Nintendo Switch Online. And it's 30% off until November 23rd. And then Nioh, The World Ends With You, which is the second game, the sequel that just came out in July. And it's really good. I played there's a demo for this. So try out the demo as well if you want to. Are interested into it, and that's also 30% off until November 19th.
So the one that's free with online is also 30% off. That's that first one there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's 30% off from $40.
Right. It's not.
So it's like it's not the full price game.
Okay.
So I think it's like $24 or $28, something like that.
Yep.
It's like pretty cheaper.
It's worth trying out.
Try it out.
Yeah, they're fun. It's worth trying it out.
We have some Metroid Prime rumors. I've never heard that one before.
Of course.
I
you want to talk about them again, Elaine? You ready?
No.
I know everyone
I had
else
to include the story.
Ready.
I feel like we're a broken record with this story, but I don't know. Emily Rogers, I do have faith in a lot of things that she says. I know she's been right about some stuff. Mm-hmm. I know she's been wrong about some stuff. She doubled down the other day on her assertion that Metroid Prime 1 remaster for Switch wrapped up development over the summer. She says that this development of the remaster started around 2017, 2018, which to me sounds like a long time for a remaster to be in development.
Yeah.
She says the original plan was to develop and release Prime 1 first, then use that foundation to recreate Prime 2 and 3 later.
Mm-hmm.
She says nobody knows if these plans were changed or even axed after COVID. All she can confirm is that Prime 1 does exist, which could be very true. It could exist and just never see the light of day.
Correct. Correct. Or they could wait and release them as a trilogy because they know they'll piss people off. Or they could just say surprise during an E3 and just give it to us. You know, this is the same loop that we've had for a long time. Prime 1 is up there amongst some of my favorite Metroid experiences. There's mm-hmm. something very atmospheric about that game and creepy. And, you know, the solitude is real. And I have very fond memories of that game. And I do want to replay it. I do, but I can't have my hopes dashed against the rocks.
I would honestly be disappointed if they released Prime 1 and not the trilogy.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I could see them doing Prime 1 as a test yep. bed.
Yep.
And to see if, is it really worth the money to go to 2 and 3?
What are they going to do? Release Prime 1 and then Prime 4?
Yes.
Yeah. I could see that.
Or they package it in with Prime 4. They could totally do that.
I don't know if they would
do
that.
They could do all kinds of things. 3 is not a great game. 1 and 2 are good. 1 is the best of the bunch. If they were going to only do 1, this is the 1. So, I don't know. I want all 3. I don't know.
I've had my heart broken many times with this rumor.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm taking this with a huge grain of salt, right? Like, it doesn't sound like she even knows. Like, I can confirm this exists, but I don't know the timeline.
Right.
I don't know the development. Yeah. And I'm like, well, if that's all you got, I mean, you've been saying that. It's not that she's been saying this. Everyone's been saying
Yeah, we're all yeah. saying it, right? Like, everybody. And everybody yeah. wants this. Like, everybody who loves mm-hmm. Metroid or didn't get to play the Prime games wants this. I own a sealed copy of the trilogy on the Wii because it's worth a damn fortune. So,
I just feel like it would be so disappointing to only get one instead of the trilogy because you can hop on the Wii U eShop and get the trilogy for $20.
Correct.
And you know that they would spit this out for, you know, a remaster for $60. Oh, which if it's a true remaster with, you know, all the controls we reworked and whatnot, fine. It would be worth $60. But, like, I don't know. I just finished Prime 1. Like, me personally, I would be disappointed.
That's a Nintendo thing to do, though. That yeah. is a Nintendo yeah. thing to do. They have a track record of that kind of behavior, so they I would do. Not be surprised. I really wouldn't.
I'm more interested in who is doing this. Who is doing this Metroid Prime 1 remake that everyone keeps talking about? Like, yeah. mm-hmm. where is it coming from?
That's
true. Is it coming from Retro? It's
no.
It's
better not be.
It better not be.
They're
all
hands on deck with Prime 4.
Yeah.
That's why I'm hesitant. It's like when I hear years of development and now it's done. It's like, who the heck made this?
Do
must
you
be a
think
so support studio or something?
Because Retro, before we knew that they were taking on Prime 4, Retro had been pretty quiet. Didn't they have like some kind of secret project that they were working on that we never found out what they were finishing? Is it yeah. possible that they could have been remastering Prime 1, had to stop to take on Prime 4, and maybe they had just like some other internal team wrap up Prime 1 over the summer?
I don't think it's Prime 1. Our Retro Studios, to be honest with you, I think I heard that rumor, and it was like it was a project that got axed. Like
right.
it was mm-hmm. it was done. It doesn't make sense timeline wise to wrap up Prime 1 when they need to make Prime 4.
Like, right.
We yep. gotta mm-hmm. be it all hands on deck right now.
No, I mean, like, maybe yep. if they were working on Prime yeah. 1 until they started taking over Prime 4, and then maybe Prime mm. 1 got passed over to another team and just finished up.
It's possible they could have been doing 4 and 1 in tandem, and then 1 gets dumped because 4 is a dumpster fire, too. Like, there's been a lot of stuff happening with Retro and Prime 4, but I don't know. I suspect it's somebody else who's been working on this.
Yeah. I'm curious to know if it ever come to the light of day.
Panic button. Was...
They should do panic button? Because they know how to make games run.
They do
on...
awesome ports.
They have a direct line to Satan himself to make it happen. I don't know what they do. They make a little pentagram out of coffee. They have it figured out. They're magic.
Have they ever made a not first party, but like a Nintendo Switch kind of port, like 3DS to Switch port or
no.
anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
But I was just curious.
But I'd love to see them try. I'd love to see what they could do.
They help, you know? Like, yeah.
I mean, they're good at scaling. I get yeah. that. I'm just wondering mm-hmm. about controls. And
I don't know.
I don't know what their capabilities are. But anyways,
if they can, yeah, yeah. Their capabilities are they can make fast games run on a difficult console. So they could do maybe right. anything. Maybe anything. All right.
Yeah, well, don't get your hopes up. But
I refuse.
Happens,
It doesn't exist to me. It doesn't exist until it exists. That's where I'm at with Prime on Switch. It's not real to me until I'm holding it in my grubby paws.
There you go. That's mm-hmm. a safe way to think. Nintendo surprised us with a random drop of Twitch as an app on the Switch today. Twitch on Switch.
There are listeners in our chat right now as we do this one live who are watching us from their Switch on Twitch.
You guys on Switch this. Right
some
now?
Some of them are. Some of them are. I've been seeing people
I'm
say
curious.
I'm watching this.
Nice OLED.
Yeah.
what it's like. So it is available now as a free download in the eShop. There's no native chatting on the app, though. You have to scan a QR code to chat through your phone. I don't really love that because I feel like if I was going to be chatting on my phone, well, why would I just not be watching on my phone? I do watch Twitch on my phone sometimes.
Me too.
And you can chat on it. I know that other consoles you can chat on the app. I feel like it makes more sense on the Switch because you can use the touchscreen to type if you wanted to. But
yeah,
who knows?
It's hard Nintendo to do the touchscreen typing.
Yeah, it's not ideal. But
Nintendo is notorious for this kind of hot nonsense. You know that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Personally, I'm excited about this. I like watching a lot of Twitch streams. I will definitely, you know, sit in bed and instead of using my phone, watch on Switch. So,
sounds good.
Sure. Yay.
Garrett, do you want to take this next story?
Oh, yeah. No, I thought this was interesting. People have been making the rounds about this. You guys know Level 5 Studios, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the people behind a lot of Japanese RPGs that we know. They stealthily dropped a new game out of nowhere. And it's only in Japan, unfortunately. And it's called Megaton Musashi. Hmm. It looks super cool. It's very Gundam cartoon-like. And it looks like it's going to be like involved with a kids' TV show type of thing. It looks super stylish. I don't know. I'm missing the level 5 kind of just vibe here. Like, it's kind of sad that they're just doing this one new game out of nowhere in Japan.
Was there any tease for this, or did we know that it was being developed?
Well, they've been probably talking about it, but nowhere near the level as their previous games.
Right.
Which is quite unfortunate. I wonder if it's one of those just small side games that they wanted to wrap up and see what happens in Japan in the Japanese market. It kind of sucks just to see this and it's like, okay, you're just gonna do this now, level 5. That kind
of
sucks.
So is there no word of localization that it would come here?
That's too bad.
Absolutely not. Man, and it looks super cool. Like, you look up a trailer, these trailers, and it looks really nice. It looks like a little kid in the U.S. would love to play mm-hmm. on their Switch.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem like this game pulled enough weight to do localization or anything like that. So
it's too bad.
Yeah. Is there a lot of text involved? Would it be impossible to
There is a lot of text involved.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and lots of just animation flashes, and there's a lot of numbers and values involved, too. I just wish Level 5 would just come back and, you know, be in their former glory, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
We can hope. Look, Garrett, I have Metroid Prime, you have this, okay? We cry together. we'll have a support group. It'll be fine.
Yeah,
it'll be fine.
That sounds good.
Dear diary, today I'm upset again.
Why?
This Metroid Prime will never come out on the Switch. Oh, that's me. That's gonna be me. Gara's level 5 won't make new games. Oh.
How dare they?
How those monsters? They're hurting my soul. Yeah, that's how it feels right now. We'll have a support group. It'll be fine.
Support group. Sounds good. We'll meet after the show.
Yes.
All right. Among Us gets a new major update, adding new roles to the game. So there's new crewmate roles and there's new imposter roles. As a crewmate, you can be a scientist, access vitals at any time, complete tasks to recharge your battery. You can be an engineer, which lets you use the vents, similar to an imposter.
That's what we're best at. Okay. That's all we do, just so everyone knows.
You can also be a guardian angel. Cast a protection shield around the remaining crewmates.
What is this game becoming?
If you're an imposter, you can be a shapeshifter. Disguise yourself by morphing into any other crewmate to disguise yourself.
It's full on the thing now.
Listen, these I recognize at least two of these as being mods already that the community has mm-hmm. already created, mm-hmm. and you could mod the game. I've seen people do the shapeshifter mods. So they kind of took these mods that already exist and yep. just officially put them into the game. I guess they saw, hey, this is a good idea.
Yep.
So now you can do it officially. It kind of adds a little role into the game. I haven't played Among Us in forever. Same. I used to play it with my college friends. During the pandemic, mm-hmm. we would get on Zoom and play it together. We haven't done that in quite a while. I feel like this is now a whole new game to learn
yeah.
with all the new maps and all the new roles and things like that. They also added a new currency called Beans that lets you accumulate by playing. You can use them to purchase cosmetics. There's also a new premium currency, of course, called Stars that you can buy that with money. They can also be used to purchase cosmetics.
Yes.
I think Inner Sloth is on cloud 9 with how successful this game has become.
Good for them.
Instead of making a sequel, they're adding yep. to it.
That's what I want. That's what I like to see out of games like this. Like make them games almost
as a service.
Yeah, make them almost servicey and just, you know, iterate and increment and add, cuz I think that nobody wants to download a new client and split a player base. Like just keep adding stuff in. Fortnite's been very successful at this, and that model works for games like this. So.
Honestly, I don't mind that at all, because this is a cool update, it sounds like, for people who are still into the game. Maybe someday if I go back to it with friends, it'll be like a whole new cool thing to learn with all these roles. I will never touch all those cosmetics with the premium currency.
No.
But there's a lot of people who will, and they'll make a lot of money from it, and mm-hmm. that allows them to give us that free update for the rest of us to enjoy.
Everyone say thank you to the whales, because they are helpful. They buy the premium content, so we get the free stuff, and I'm way into it.
Isn't it like they say that 1% of players in these games, you know, fulfill like 99% of the microtransactions?
Yeah, that's why that's why this happens. And like, I don't have any problem with that. If it's your like income, if you want to use it for that purpose, then rad. Like if you're having fun, do it, and then we get more free stuff, so everybody wins. The best.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best.
Cool. We should do another PSVG Among Us thing.
I want to play this time. I didn't get in the last time. So
it reminds me of, I forgot what it's called, it's the card game that's very similar, like the wolf game, where like you're figuring out like who is the wolf.
There's a lot of cool.
There's a lot of concepts like that. Yeah, there was one that was like figuring out who was it was a PC game figuring out who was the assassin. Like there's been great stuff like this.
Town of Salem's a good one.
Who's the witch?
So it reminds me of that, where it's like all these people have different roles now. It's like, okay, it's gonna get to that point. I hope Among Us gets to that point where we can customize games.
Yeah.
And added roles or reduced roles or something like that.
All of these roles are optional. You can switch them off. You can do if you only want the scientist role and not the other two, you know, things like that.
It's very
customizable.
I love that about Among Us, that they let you customize your lobby with your own rules. That's fantastic. So
they also, I think a few months ago, added a lot of accessibility features.
Yep.
Instead of the wires being colored, I think they're labeled now, so that people who are colorblind can do them more efficiently, things like that.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I love that. I love seeing that. Anytime I get a good accessibility menu or added features for people who can't like approach video games in what you would call like a traditional way, I get really excited. Mm-hmm. Good on them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And for an indie studio to do all of that,
awesome.
I think is like makes it no excuse for the bigger studios.
Right. They're making bank right now, though. this little indie studio is putting it in the bank
right
now.
I think there's like 10 people on that team.
Yeah.
Like,
good for them.
Very small group.
They can do it. Anyone can.
Absolutely.
All right, some not so great news in my opinion. Jump Force will be removed from all digital marketplaces soon. Some online features are shutting down as well. If you're not familiar with this game, this is it's kind of like a Smash-like fighting game that features a lot of anime and manga characters. Mm-hmm. It released on the Switch in October 2018, or I think it released everywhere in 2018.
Yep.
So Bandai Namco shared on Twitter that it will be removed from all digital marketplaces on February 8th, 2022. Those who already own the game will still be able to play it, but online servers will be shutting down in August 2022. Some possible reasons for this. There could be some complex licensing issues because it does include so many characters from different anime and manga franchises. Though they didn't confirm that. That's just speculation.
Right.
I say that this is not so good news because it's somewhat, I think, like a eye-opener, I guess, for the digital marketplace.
Yep.
That they can do this. This is not an old game. This is not an old digital marketplace. You know, it's a console that's alive and well. I don't think this is a very obscure game either. I know that it might not be in our circles. It might not be popular with the people that we, you know, associate with, but the name Jump Force sticks out to me. I recognize this news story because I was, at an airport over the summer. And there was a kid who was playing a Switch, and I asked, hey, what are your some of your favorite Switch games? And he said, my favorite is Jump Force.
Right.
And I hadn't heard of this game, so I looked it up, and that's how I remembered this. But I think there's a lot of people who play this, and I don't know. I just think it's something to be cautious about, because this could happen to any digital game where the online service could be shut down.
At any time.
Before the game is considered old.
Yeah, and it's this 100%. This is a bummer. Like, I thought this game was cool. I own a copy. I never got around to playing it. I think there are some offline single-player features for this thing as well, and maybe a story mode, I forget. But, like, you never want to see this, especially for something as, like, this is a lot of anime that they collected into one place, and a lot of people who love anime are always looking for some game that fits that, like, mm-hmm. little niche, and this was supposed to be a mm-hmm. pretty decent one. So, I'm sad. I am a little sad for this.
Yeah.
So fast.
And I think, you know, they're purely looking at this from a business standpoint, really. It's like, we're not getting any sales. No one's online that much to right. upkeep what we have.
Right.
And we have this next game that's gonna have this mega super popular kind of fad behind it. And we're saying, all right, we can axe Jump Force now. And so we can,
yeah.
you know, just worry about our future games and our future
it
titles.
It does make sense. I'm glad that they're giving enough warning for it. It sounds like there's plenty of time for you to, you know, download the game if you still want to buy it. There's still plenty of time to enjoy the online. You still have almost a year with it if you want to do that. I'm just thinking about, like, you can still jump on to Splatoon 1 games
yep.
on the Wii U.
Yep.
Despite Splatoon 2 being, like, the game that they're pushing, the game that's super popular, like, those are still online for a really long time. But, like, that's a luxury. There could be yeah. these games where they could just take it off at any time. And I think that's just something to keep in mind.
Yep. Yeah, that, there's you know, always a risk. You know, like,
I think every online service, every multiplayer game has a shelf life.
Yes.
And it's just a matter of
when
what's going to happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
yeah, when.
When.
When's going to happen.
I think it's less about the online servers shutting down and more the fact that they're pulling the whole game from
yeah, they're pulling the game. That's
losing
weird.
The single player content.
That's
you know?
Wild to
yeah.
me that they are just not even going to bother to sell the game. That says to me this is a licensing issue. This has
yeah.
nothing to do with
definitely.
Like keeping servers online. If that
yeah.
was it, they'd shut online and leave the game up for sale because there is enough single like offline content for that. This says to me we can't afford or we can't strike a deal to relicense these characters, which is too
I
bad.
I think so too.
It's too
yeah.
bad.
Mm-hmm. There's another situation that happened this week with Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3.
Yes.
Snake Eater on the 3DS and in other platforms, like, hey, we're going to remove this for like, I forgot how long. Like
temporary. Yeah. So there's
mm-hmm.
historical footage in those games that they didn't. They needed to relicense, then
oh.
hadn't. So they had to pull the games off storefronts to relicense the footage, which is a wild
oh,
thing.
Geez.
And then they can put them, but that's
mm-hmm.
or they're going to have to remove
that.
That's nuts.
It's just the fact in my head, it's like, that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's a capability that's 100% happened. We're sacrificing this kind of ownership
yes.
that we're having with these well, physical games or whatever, DRM, really. Versus convenience, like you don't have to go up to a console and put in your disc or something like
even
that.
Even when you could. So Grand Theft Auto, I believe it was 4. Some of the musical licenses expired. They pushed a software update to pull tracks out of that game.
Ouch.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you wanted to keep it intact, you had to play your 360 copy or whatever offline. This can happen at any time. Licensing is always like this. You don't own it. You are like...
Hey, I
borrowing.
Wonder if that yeah. could be a conversation that we'll have in a couple years or, you know, who knows how long about Smash Ultimate.
Maybe. There's characters
I'm curious
there.
What the deal is with Smash Ultimate. I I find it hard to believe that they would take characters out. I can see online services being like,
yep,
due to whatever, licensing issues or just upkeep or whatever, we're shutting the online servers down
this
soon.
I bet,
like,
Nintendo.
What if Nintendo struck a deal with, you know, Square or Disney or whoever they had to for Sora and said, okay, you can have him for 5 years, and in 5 years from now they have to push out an update to remove Sora. Could you imagine that? Like, that's what the equivalent would be.
That's, and I bet you Nintendo would never have taken that deal. They would have been like, we'll never include
the character. No, I don't think they would, and they have the money, I think, to back up. Correct. You know, he can be in this game permanently.
That's what I think, like, they did.
What if?
That's crazy. And that could, like, without the right licensing deal, that could always happen. And that's something to be, like, very cognizant of in these type of, like, deals. I think Nintendo probably does that pretty aggressively. They're like, no, we're not. Yeah. This is it. It stays forever. Forever. Mm-hmm.
I just, could you imagine the internet, though, if they said,
they would burn it all down.
We're getting rid of Sora.
They would burn it all down.
How dare you? Even though they don't play the game at all whatsoever.
They're mad.
Oh, yeah.
They'd burn it all down. Mad. They'd just burn the whole thing down.
There's only one central platform in any that actually you have DRM free games, and that's GOG.
Yeah.
Good old games. If you own games there, you don't have to worry about digital rights.
I did not know about that.
For now, unless they decide to change their business model in the future, which could always happen. So it's just be aware of what you're buying and what you're spending money on.
They come from a very liberating type of market there in the Ukraine, so they, of course, they're really adamant about not having DRM in their systems. So
just two little reminders. Grand Theft Auto the Trilogy Definitive Edition, that's a mouthful, released today.
Oh,
speaking
baby.
Of licensing issues, I heard that a lot of the best music tracks from that didn't make it into the game.
It depends on who you are and what you wanted. Like, Michael Jackson's stuff isn't there. There's a couple of things. They did a pretty good job. I think if I look at last check, 108 tracks in Vice City, and I think 80-something plus made it. I mean, that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
So, and the other two games as well. Like, they did a pretty good job. There's some obvious stuff missing. If it was missing in the mobile versions, it will still be missing. The same licensing deals apply.
And also, Shin Megami Tensei 5 releases tomorrow.
We hate ourselves.
Join our Discord and talk to Garrett about it.
I bought it too. It'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then talk to Elaine.
Elaine's not going to get to it anytime soon. So we're going to. It'll be here. It'll live in my house.
There you go.
I'll visit
it. It'll tempt you until you're ready.
I'll tell you
until
guys.
Until you beat Metro Dread.
I'll tell you. I'll wave to it daily and ask. I'll just diary about it. Oh, today it still didn't wave back. I'm very upset.
Sounds good.
I'll pick it up from GameStop tomorrow. I'll show off the fancy little steelbook that I'm going to get.
Ooh, fancy.
I'll play what I can. I don't have much time.
Write
either,
your thesis. So. Do you hear me?
Garrett, I thought that you got it early from a tweet that you posted. You were like, we got Shin Megami Tensei 5. And I was like, did he get it early? And then I don't know what you were referring to there.
No, just the emoji. The little emoji. The Jack Frost. That's what
I got. Okay.
I
felt like maybe your copy came early.
No. Every time I see a hypeness for Shin Megami Tensei, I run to the hills because no one, and absolutely no one, wants to talk about that game. And then I'm bringing the hype. Me and Ryan, we're holding hands, running to the hills.
You guys are so cute.
I feel like I've been seeing a lot of hype for this, though. I feel it's making headlines more than it has normally, I guess.
Yep. We're making noise.
It's been a while.
Do you think Persona has anything to do with that? Because that's gotten more popular. Like, people are curious now about.
Maybe
partially
the Nocturne re-release probably helped this along as well. Like, there's a lot of lead up there's a lot of lead up that has happened here, so we'll see. I'm excited.
Chat's also reminding me that the Zelda Game & Watch releases tomorrow.
I have a pre-order.
We had a couple questions about that, which is why I didn't bring it up yet. All right, I'll just say it now.
Let's go.
Sammy Doom wants to know, did anyone pre-order the Zelda Game & Watch?
He's
waiting for his delivery.
Me. I got it.
Buy everything away.
I do. Me. This is what disposable income does. This is what having an adult salary. No, these are cool. I bought the Mario one as well. These are really cool. I like these things a lot. They're neat.
I was given a Super Mario Game & Watch through Twinfinite to write about it, and I keep it in the box. I played it. I checked it out. I keep it in the box now, and I haven't touched it. It's a cool little shelf item.
It's a shelf item, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't... how much is this Zelda Game & Watch? 40?
40. 30? I want to say they were 40? Both 40. I think the Mario one was also 40. They're like, it's a collector's item.
They're not bad.
No, yeah.
Not
bad. It is a collector's item. I will not get this. I think 40 is a lot for it. I'm very relieved that it doesn't come with a Link to the Past on it, because then I would have had to have gotten it.
Yep. Yep. No.
It comes with Zelda 1, Zelda 2, and Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
Is the screen lit up, or is it...
I forget if they're backlit or not. Yeah, they're backlit.
I think it is. Yeah.
They're backlit? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Link's Awakening, the Game Boy version, is so good. So...
I've heard.
It is. It is good. I have it on my 3DS.
Right. There's that. Yes. I think these are neat. So yeah, it'll... I don't know.
They are neat.
It'll ship eventually. I don't know. I have a mountain of email to go through. So I... maybe it has already. Who knows? I don't know what's happening.
G-Man wanted to know, will Nintendo still make Game & Watches for Metroid or any other franchise? I do think it's probably a little bit late for a Metroid one. We would have heard about it along with Dread or so. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe they just wanted the Zelda one out on its own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there'll be much more after this. I Mario and Zelda, those are like the top kind of tadpole, you know, franchises. Maybe a Metroid.
They could do Metroid, but that would be where they would probably have to kind of stop. Like, they're retroing these, right? And those are the pillars.
Yeah. I can't help but feel like they probably weren't even planning to make a Zelda one until everybody started talking about, well, what are they going to do for Zelda's 35th anniversary after the Mario's anniversary? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, crap, we don't have a whole lot for Zelda's anniversary. What can we squeeze together, you know, put together real quick? We still have all of these little Game & Watch devices.
Yep.
Let's stick a couple ROMs on it, rebrand it as Zelda, and call it a day.
I agree.
So I feel like that's maybe how that came about.
Yep, I think probably what happened too. But hey, it's neat that they put three games on it, especially with Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
It's a better bargain maybe than the Mario one if you're into that sort of thing. So
Yeah, for sure. G-Man also wanted to know, daylight savings time, yay or nay?
Look, free the clock. Stop this nonsense, okay? No.
What is this nonsense of changing the hour?
Yeah. Stop
it. I'm tired.
I'm tired. It's dark. Why is it so dark? Why am I so angry about how dark it is? Stop
that. Well, listen, if you got rid of daylight saving time, it would be this all the time.
It was still shifts in the spring.
This is standard time.
Yes, fine, great. Leave it
so you want only daylight savings time.
No, I would like only I don't care. Just stop moving my clocks. Just pick one.
Stop moving the hour.
Stop moving
that. I'm the same way.
It messes me all up for a week.
I have a sleep schedule.
I have an eating schedule, Garrett. I have an eating schedule.
And that too.
That's...
No, my eating schedule is just all around.
No.
I just eat all the time.
I get hungry. I'm like a puppy.
You get hangry?
I do. Oh, boy. I'm like a puppy.
Do you see those videos of, like, people... Maybe your dog does it, Elaine. I don't know. Where if you feed them at the same time every day, and then when the clocks change an hour,
he
they go to
up.
Their food
yeah,
for, like... They're like waiting, like, hey, it's time to feed me. And it's like, wait,
Jax,
you still have a whole other hour left.
I want to say it was like Sunday or Monday evening around 4 o'clock because he usually eats at 5. He like looks, stands by his bowl, and he's like staring at me. And I'm like, it's not time yet. It's not time yet. So I turn around and he puts his foot in his bowl and thwunks it over. And,
I turn around, take a video of that.
And I turn around and he tilts his head at me and I'm like, sir. And he looked at me and went like, ma'am. Like, it was a whole moment we had. So what I do with him is it's every 15 minutes. Like, I kick him back. Like, so the first day I'll feed him at 4:15, then 4:30, then 4:45. I have to, like, ramp him back up. And I'm like, okay, so I'm hungry too. So, like, I get it.
Aww.
You know, I'm hungry too. So.
XBS in chat is bringing up how some states don't even observe daylight saving
time.
Like Arizona apparently doesn't.
I don't think.
That's got to be kind of weird.
I don't think Hawaii does.
Hawaii and Arizona.
Those are the two.
Yeah.
It's weird to be there when the clock switched and have it jump an extra hour. I was in Hawaii when the time switched the one time. It's wild.
Weird.
Yep.
Mama Minish, my
mom
wants to know. She wrote in and asked, are you looking forward to Taylor Swift's album remake, Red, Taylor's version, that's releasing tomorrow? I, as you can tell by my sweatshirt, And I'm very excited. My mom's a big Taylor Swift fan. Her album is coming out at midnight. She's re-recording all of her first few albums. So it's kind of like a video game remaster or remake in a way, because it's like years later, her voice is more matured. You know, it still sounds similar. But then there's also going to be new songs on it. I'm a big Taylor Swift fan, and so is Mama Minish.
Y'all are cute.
We're looking forward to it.
I asked Rebecca to help me with something tonight after the show, and she's like, yeah, I'll be up till midnight till this releases anyway, so it's no big deal. And I'm like, okay.
It's my tradition. Every time there's a Taylor Swift album releasing, I stay up and I download it right away, and I listen to all the songs in order until I go to bed. Then I listen to them on the car, on the drive to work, and then I listen to them on repeat.
I love this joy.
Until the next album comes out.
I love this joy because this is like the midnight release joy that we get from video games.
Yeah. You got the hypeness.
Yeah,
going
that's
on,
fun.
You
know? That's like it was like when the Harry Potter books came out when I was a kid. That was like a big thing. Like that was, instead of albums, we would like do that. You know,
the books releases exactly.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. Mm-hmm. That's like rad. That's so exciting.
Me and my mom go to all the Taylor Swift concerts together.
Yeah, those are so
we're
cute.
Big fans.
Oh, yeah. I want to have this relationship with my daughter when she gets older.
I had no idea a new album was coming out.
Garrett, I didn't either.
New.
I didn't either. But I'm a grumpy old.
Now you know.
Now I know. Respect.
Go listen to it. Go stream it.
I will.
Red Taylor's version.
I will.
Has to be
is
Taylor's
it on Spotify?
Version.
I don't think
yes.
he's.
Yeah, she's on Spotify
she's on
now.
Spotify.
Yeah, she made a deal with them. So yeah.
Yep.
Give her a lot of money.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then finally, Pete the Smiling Stegosaurus says, if you could choose a character or a game for the next first four figure that is made, what would you pick? Do you have any statues or figures from this company, First Four Figure?
I don't.
I've never heard of
them. I've never heard of them.
They are the ones. Oh, I have them sitting over there. They're really well-made figures. They're the ones, you know, that big Majora's Mask that I have.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the Zelda Breath of the Wild statue I have. They're really finely detailed. They're a little expensive, but they're so well-made.
Do they have a Samus? Do they have a Metroid one?
I think they have her helmet. I think they have it. I think it lights up.
Ma'am, you're going to have to.
But these, like, sell out. I think they do replica ones, though, that are, like, smaller, I think. I don't know. But they make really nice things. They partner with all sorts of different video games.
This is bad.
I think those are the only two that I have, though.
This is trouble.
Give me a Geralt.
I was just going to say, Witcher. Can we discuss The Witcher? My sword is hiding out right there.
Ooh.
That's my sword. And that's
Is it the steel sword or the silver
That's
one?
The steel one because it has the flat hilt, not the bent.
All right, so
but,
you can kill those.
Like, yeah. I would do a Geralt or any... Or, yeah, Cirilla is such a great character.
Yin? Are you Team Yennefer?
I'm Team Yennefer.
Team
She's
Triss.
A
oh,
bad
yeah.
B.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Of course I'm Team Yennefer. Like, she will burn it to the ground. Like, I'm... Yeah. I like strong women. She's like, let's
stuff.
Go.
Good stuff.
Yeah, something Witcher-related would be really cool. Roach.
I don't know if they've done anything with The Witcher. I'd be surprised if they didn't, but they... Yeah, that would
be
really
cool.
They would go into a lot of detail for that one. Yes. I had two ideas because they do a lot of kind of obscure type things too. You know, kind of going out of what's, you know, the most recent game or trend or whatever. Like they had the Majora's Mask one when like Majora's Mask wasn't even in the spotlight or anything. So I would want them to have a Forest Minish statue or figure of some kind because there is no Minish Cap merchandise.
It's true.
And that would be so cute. They could have like a little clover leaf coming up. It would be super cute. I think they could do a really good job on that one. I don't know if they've done any Splatoon figures, but I would love, I think they could also do something cool with like the ink. I'm thinking of like the Amiibos with how the ink was like kind of splashing up. I think they could do a really cool figure of something like that.
Their use of color in their stuff is really amazing, so I would love to see them play with something like Splatoon because it's so bright and vibrant, and that's so fun. I would really love that.
Yeah, but check them out if you haven't. They, like I said, they're a little expensive, but they almost always have something cool in their store. So, good question.
No.
Make me spend
Sounds
more
good.
Money.
Oh, no.
But yeah, go spend money. We're gonna be enablers, Elaine.
Yeah, I don't need, I don't need much. A strong breeze, my wallet's like, bye! Like, I'm
exactly.
Push you $5,000 down the toilet.
Oh, they've got, I'm looking at
you
their
should
website.
Look up that Samus one.
I want to look up the Samus one. They have
it might not be for sale anymore. Like I said, they're pretty limited. I think they make them to order or they sell it quickly. I don't know.
They have the Pyramid Head from Silent Hill, too. for $500. My wallet, it bleeds.
They get up there.
They, yeah, they're pricey. That's amazing.
This Majora's Mask one, let me see if I can grab it.
Yeah, they're not, I think it's cool they have a Luigi's Mansion one. That's really neat. This is, they do make really detailed figures. This is kind of incredible. I love it. Your Majora's Mask I've seen on your Instagram, it's beautiful. Like, look at the use of color.
It's so well detailed. So beautiful. Light, shiny, different types of material made here. It comes on a stand. It lights up.
Oh, no. All right, I have to close it. I'm closing this website. I'm closing this website because they do have...
The other one that I have is the...
just bookmark it.
I'm just...
Zelda
just,
Breath of the Wild.
I'm looking at their Okami one, and I have to close this website now.
Or you very buy nice. Something.
Very nice. Very worth the money.
Okay, deep breaths. Okay.
In my opinion.
We're going to just close that website right now.
But yes, while we go spend all our money on first four figures, that's going to do it for our show. Hey, you're going to have so much fun playing Shin Megami Tensei this week.
I'm going to play
Dread. We're going to have Pokemon sleeping. To look forward to.
Video games are happening, y'all, in the lead up to Thanksgiving here in the U.S. It's exciting. It's exciting.
We got some good stuff going on. I feel like we've been saying that. We've been playing some awesome things, and I'm really enjoying it.
Me too.
And we'll catch you guys next time. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Go play Shin Megami Tensei 5.
Video games.
Bye.